on Keith Peters in Washington. One more promise made and one more promise kept by the Trump administration. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
In every campaign rally, candidate Donald Trump promised to make America safe again. Now, 6 months into his second term in office, President Donald Trump has delivered the nation's most secure southern border in recent history, hitting a record low in arrests by Border Patrol in July. Last month, agents arrested some 4,600 individuals attempting to cross the southwest border between ports of entry. That's a 24% decrease from June and a staggering 92% drop when compared to July 2024. Ken Lorman reporting.
Officials in the Del Rio sector praised the historic lows, crediting President Trump for fulfilling his commitment to securing the border. The pilots of a U.S. Army helicopter that collided with a passenger jet over Washington in January would have had difficulty spotting the plane while wearing night vision goggles, experts told the National Transportation Safety Board on Friday.
The challenges posed by night vision goggles were among the topics discussed at the NTSB's third and final day of public testimony over the fatal midair crash, which killed all 67 people aboard both aircrafts. The Army goggles would have made it difficult to see the plane's colored lights, which might have helped the Black Hawk determine the plane's direction. The goggles also limited the pilot's peripheral vision as they flew near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Experts said another challenge that evening was distinguishing the plane from the lights on the ground while the two aircraft were on a collision course. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Authorities say a former U.S. soldier suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is still at large and believed to be armed. The shooting occurred on Friday morning at the Owl Bar in Anaconda, Montana. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. Authorities say the suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. The man allegedly sent a photo of himself to members of the terrorist group before the stabbing to give them the opportunity to claim responsibility. A disturbing new trend in college admissions.
A study finds America's rural high school students are less likely to go to college than their urban peers. Students in sparsely populated regions often face obstacles in attending college, including having to travel great distance to get to campus, perhaps a lack of public transportation, as well as inconsistent broadband access that limits online courses. Some colleges have stepped up efforts to recruit those students. Jason Walker reporting.
New outbreaks of violence overnight into Sunday have rocked Syria at two distinct flashpoints, straining at fragile ceasefire and calling into question the ability of the transitional government to exert its authority across the whole country. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.